From somewhere in the bayous, almost live, it's the Swamp Swami audio podcast. And here's the star of your show, Swamp Swami. It's time for another edition of Musical Chairs, Pac-12 edition. Colorado did it last week, and don't be surprised if Oregon is next. By exiting my newly named PAC-12 conference, the Colorado Buffaloes will mosey on eastward across the plains into the Midwest now to compete once again in the Big 12 conference in 2024. Colorado joined the original Big 8 conference in 1947, and that conference morphed into the Big 12 back in 1996. Then in 2011, the Colorado Buffaloes stampeded westward and joined the Pac-12 conference. The Buffs were expected to become a competitive force in their new athletics division. After a dozen years, though, playing against West Coast universities, CU has languished in relative mediocrity in most of the major sports. But it's not that Pac-12 teams are necessarily significantly better than Colorado's former Big 12 conference foes. The Buffaloes would have been bottom feeders in most every major conference in America over the last decade. The school's athletics department has been a major disappointment and deserves the blame of loyal sports fans of the university. Now, this spring, new hope for the CU football team arrived with the announcement of former NFL Hall of Famer Deion Sanders as the new coach. Coach Prime jumped into college coaching at Jackson State University a couple of years ago and turned around that program almost immediately. His challenge at Colorado will be as high as the Rockies.
Not so fast!
Deion Sanders is bringing some much-needed excitement to Boulder after his arrival. His new contract, worth about $5.5 million per year, has already paid for itself with skyrocketing demand for season tickets in the football program. The team hosted nearly 50,000 fans for its annual spring exhibition game just a few months ago. The previous spring football record in Boulder? 17,800. Season ticket sales for Colorado's 2023 home football schedule sold out in April.
Yes!
After seeing only one winning season on the football field since 2006, Colorado Buffalo fans are starved for some success. If Coach Deion Sanders can deliver a winning season to Boulder within his first 2 years as the team's head coach, his legend as a coaching Pied Piper is going to grow. So question, why is Colorado bolting for the Big 12 conference in 2024? Colorado's decision seems to be motivated by a combination of logistics and, of course, money.
Excellent.
The geography problem with forcing the Buffaloes to play West Coast schools was flawed from the beginning. They were the only Pac-12 conference team located east of the Rocky Mountains. The athletic teams had to travel more than 1,000 miles across the Rockies to play competitors located in California, Oregon, and Washington. By moving back into the Big 12 conference in 2024, the Buffs' road trips will no longer involve traversing the Rocky Mountains and, for the most part, will be a little bit shorter for the athletic teams. And then there's the money.
I'm all in.
The Big 12 conference scored a lucrative TV deal worth $2.3 billion over 6 years with ESPN and Fox through the year 2031. With the University of Texas, with Austin as their TV market ranked number 47 in the country, and the Oklahoma Sooners, with Oklahoma City ranked number 45, leaving the Big 12 for the SEC in 2024, the Big 12 conference has effectively replaced them by adding the number 18 TV market in Denver and Boulder in Colorado. The Big 12 and the University of Colorado are going to mutually benefit from this reunion. Another question. How will the Pac-12-3 conference respond to this? For almost the last full year, the Pac-12 conference has been telling everyone that will listen that they are in the process of negotiating a new TV deal. Guess what? We're still waiting. This potential TV deal then took a brutal hit after both USC and UCLA announced that they were leaving the conference for the Big Ten in 2024. Now, with those two nationally known schools leaving the Pac-12, the league just lost the most important TV market in its group, the Los Angeles market, number 2 in the U.S., with more than 10 million TV viewers. But last week, Colorado and the number 18 TV market in the Denver area joined the eastward exodus. The PAC-12, the Pac-12, has now been reduced to the not-quite-packed-yet 9. This wounded West Coast conference still retains several prize TV markets, though, which advertisers do covet. As of this moment, the number 6 TV market, San Francisco, which is close to the University of California at Berkeley, number 12 TV market, Phoenix, which is close to Arizona State, and number 14, Seattle, which is the home of University of Washington, all remain part of this 9-team West Coast Athletics Conference. San Diego State University of the Mountain West, though, is desperately wanting to become Colorado's replacement in the Pac-12. The Aztecs would add the number 28 television market back in San Diego. And most importantly, San Diego State University is positioning itself as Southern California's new favorite team within the Pac-12 conference. The marketing opportunities for San Diego State would be huge. However, San Diego State University's problem is they will owe the Mountain West Conference a minimum of $17 million worth of exit fees if they give the conference a full year's notice of leaving. And that cost would rise to $34 million if San Diego State should desire to leave the Mountain West without giving them a full year of notice. That's pretty heavy. So another question, will more Pac-12 schools leave soon? Now that's a tricky one. The long-awaited new TV deal, when and if it ever comes, will need to be fairly competitive to what a team would be receiving by moving to either the Big 12 or the Big 10 conference. Now, there's been some recent chatter that the biggest remaining draws for the now Pac-9 conference might demand something greater than an equal share of any new TV deal in order for them to remain and stay put. For example, the University of Washington or Oregon, the Ducks, might ask for up to an unprecedented double share if they were to remain part of the Pac-12 conference. On the other hand, would any of the other schools be willing to sweeten the deal for one or more of the conference teams just to keep them a part of the group? Would California or Stanford or Arizona State be willing to reduce their own percentage of the new TV deal just to keep a couple of the whiners around? I know I wouldn't. Here's another question. So what is going to happen to the former Pac-12 conference? Well, yours truly here is proudly old school, and I do like the longtime conference traditions of college football. Seeing both USC and UCLA move to the Big Ten Conference is regrettable. They are forcing their athletic teams to fly thousands of miles all the way across the country to play opponents. Now, that's an unnecessary burden for all of the student athletes because the other conference schools must also fly across the country to play their games in Los Angeles as well. And that makes the entire conference look rather greedy. However, USC and UCLA are positioning themselves for a future in which they apparently envision fewer teams will be playing in the upper division of college athletics soon. They bailed out on the Pac-12 conference because they believe that conference is going to eventually collapse. The remaining Pac-12 teams are located in some of the largest U.S. metropolitan areas. Most of American sports viewers, though, don't stay up late enough at night to watch Pac-12 night games regardless of the sport. The Pac-12 conference simply does not capture as many television viewers for their games as the schools which are located in the Eastern and Central time zones. That's a fact. When was the last time that you stayed up past midnight to watch a Pac-12 football or basketball game? Same here. It's logical to expect that the market value for the Pac-12's new TV deal will be lower than recent deals made by conferences located east of the Rockies. Still, the remaining Pac-9 conference members might decide to wait for the new TV deal contract details to be announced. If the deal is sweet enough, they could stick around with the current smaller number of teams, 9, and split a bigger TV pie among themselves. Plus, the new smaller conference structure would give each member institution a better chance to reach the expanded 12-team college football playoffs coming up next year, too. The conference will be assured of placing at least one team into the playoff field. But what if the new Pac-12 TV deal stinks? Well, at that point, the Pac-12 conference will implode. Oregon, Washington, Arizona State, Utah, and Arizona are going to beg the Big 12 or the Big 10, well, good luck with the Big 10, to try to take them in. The Big 12 has reportedly already been courting the University of Arizona and perhaps the Utah Utes for some time now. Now, geographically, those teams do make a pretty good fit in the Big 12. But for Washington State, Oregon State, California, and Stanford, a merger with the Mountain West Conference seems to be the most likely outcome if the Pac-12 Conference implodes. And if it does, could the same thing happen to the Atlantic Coast Conference? Yes, indeed. Stay tuned. We'll talk about that another time. I'm Swamp Swami.